Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Stephen Baum back on the show. Stephen is back. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. That's Stephen, our good friend, the author of What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch, the Vistage Chair of New York City Metro, one of the smartest members of our brain trust, and my good friend, and yours too, whether you know it or not, Stephen Baum. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. It's good to be back.
To be back. Self-inflicted wounds are the worst kind.
It's good to be anywhere, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Hey, it's good to have you back, and I wanted to get you to give us. I love the stories that you tell us because, folks, as you know, as a Vistage chair, Stephen talks to other CEOs just like you, other small business CEOs just like you. He gets them around the table and they hold each other accountable and they're honest and loving and confidential and they make each other better. They harden each other's metal, so to speak. But he has a lot of great stories that comes up of how people dealt with issues, especially bad news, especially tough times, right, Stephen?
That's right. I learned just as much from them as they learned from each other and whatever they learned from me. Back in 07, two of our members were in what I call leading indicator businesses.
Yeah.
They're affected by downturns earlier than anybody else, and we started right away working on what do we do if that really does happen, and by late December, early January, they'd already battened down the hatches, and they all came out way better.
I remember that. You reported on that here on the show.
That's right. And they're all doing better this year than last year. There's a sense of a rising tide. Things are really good for them. But as we generally tend to do, we always take the devil's advocacy position once in a while. To see whether there's something we ought to be thinking about. And the last time we did this was last month when we started to ask ourselves, with all these bad things in the news every day, wars everywhere, virulent terrorism, Europe's economy's not stable, what's our survival insurance here? And what kind of attitude should we have with all this negativity around? If something cracks, why will it crack? How will it affect us? What are the macro events that will affect us? And I thought the answers were quite striking, very positive.
Well, I'll tell you, I asked my audience this weekend, the poll is still going on, but I asked my audience, what are they concerned about? How concerned are they about the state of the world these days? And 70, over three-fourths say very concerned or extremely concerned.
Well, they all have it in the back of their heads because they're online all the time. They're out talking to people. They read. They're great consumers of books, including yours, which I think is a terrific piece of work on the age of the customer.
Thank you.
What they basically say is that continued profitability is the key to survival of downturns.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's the same thing as job security by being in the top quartile.
Mm-hmm.
So what came out of this conversation was a list of activities that they're all doing, and more of them are doing it now as a result of the conversations. So as examples of that,
I just want to stick one thing in there. One of the things that I started talking about a long, long time ago that helps put when you talk about being profitable, that's an easy word to say. But it doesn't always engender behavior. What I like to say is remember, good times, bad times, it's not what you make that matters, it's what you keep.
Well, an eye on the cash, and what you get to take home is number one. These guys all worry about the cash on the bottom line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think you make another point that's worth saying, is a company can look profitable because something's carrying it. Some big customer is supporting the margins, is supporting the profits, but overall the company isn't that healthy. So mm-hmm. profitability just as a number can be misleading. And where that takes us into one of the things these guys are doing is having an intense and well-staffed effort to generate data and analysis on product profitability and customer profitability.
Mm-hmm.
That, those are big words. But if you can know what it really costs you to serve each kind of customer, including mm-hmm. the new kind and the old kind, you're ahead mm-hmm. of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to have it broken down like that, folks. It can't just be one big ball of wax. It's got to be broken down. We're going to talk about that some more, how to do that, how to break that down with our good friend Stephen Baum after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.